WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert, one-hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SeegertOneHour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. One measurement of A&M football making it to the big time is the scalping of fake tickets. And it's turned out to be an expensive lesson for a Florida man. A fan told College Station police Saturday before kickoff he paid $1,700 for what turned out to be four bogus tickets. After finding out what happened, the victim told police his friend had set up a sting to buy two more. That took the victim and police to an intersection south of Kyle Field, the corner of George Bush and Coke. An officer spotted the suspect at the corner trying to sell fake tickets to another couple. After the officer activated the lights on his patrol car, the suspect ran off, tearing his tickets and throwing them on the ground. 46-year-old Terry Williams of Miami ran into an area of tailgaters and got stuck in some temporary fencing. Officers picked up barcodes from seven more fake tickets. Williams remains jailed, unable to post bonds totaling $124,000. The College Station City Council has approved a budget that has the lowest property tax rate in 20 years.
When Councilman John Nichols learned it's the fourth straight year the city portion of a property owner's tax bills remain the same, he recalled budgets before the last recession when tax rates did not go down.
It meant that property owners were paying a little bit more money every year. Because property values are going up and our tax rate stayed the same, so they were covering the cost, the increasing cost of doing business during that time.
Nichols wants to talk about leaving the tax rate alone in 2015.
And reinvesting that money either in reduced borrowing, which is the most conservative thing you could do, or investing in some of those things that Mrs. Brick suggests that maybe we're not paying as much attention to.
The council voted 5-1 approving the tax rate, the budget, and utility charges. Jess Fields, who's not seeking re-election, voted no on all three items. Julie Schultz was absent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Governor Perry has announced the A&M Vet School will be sharing in a $3 million grant. Funding through the state's Emerging Technology Fund will create something called the Center for Cell and Organ Biotechnology. It will be a joint project with the Texas Heart Institute of Houston. At both locations, existing labs have started research to address diseases that result in cell and organ failure affecting both humans and animals. It's been 100 years since World War I began, but at a new A&M exhibit, you can see the relics, art, and writings of men who fought and died. Cushing Memorial Library Director Larry Mitchell says his favorite portion focuses specifically on involved Aggies.
That is a case we're calling remembrance, and that indicates those who were killed in the war with some samples, British, American, and German, including the Gold Book, which records the names and the bios of the Aggies who were killed in that war. So that's probably the heart of the heart of the exhibit.
The library also owns a flag which is too delicate to display, but which contains a maroon star for every Aggie in the war, as well as 55 gold stars for those who died. The exhibit opens Wednesday at Cushing with a free conference Wednesday and Thursday. The statewide average for a gallon of gasoline fell 5 cents last week. Energy expert Tom Closa says demand is down, and he says we could see $3 a gallon gas come winter.
Particularly if we don't get hurricanes, and I don't believe we've had a named storm that's become a hurricane by now, and I believe this weekend is the actual point where the hurricane season traditionally drops off.
He adds, right now refineries are struggling to break even making gasoline. This is the time of year where they profit mostly on diesel and jet fuel. The University of Texas in Austin has had quite a few accomplishments in the past year with new world rankings and record-breaking fundraising. But UT President Bill Powers says without more money, they're going to lose faculty and staff to competing research universities.
Let me put it bluntly. We need raises. Even if we have to stop doing some other important things to get them.
Powers says UT's future as a world-class university depends on their ability to attract and retain faculty, and that needs to be their highest long-term priority. And a last-ditch effort has been organized to save the iconic but now shuttered and dilapidated Houston Astrodome. Local and national preservation groups and a new political action committee are banding together, but they're doing so less than 8 weeks before voters decide whether to approve authorizing up to $217 million in bonds to pay for a plan to turn the stadium into a giant convention center. Houston area leaders say the so-called eighth wonder of the world will more than likely be torn down if the measure fails. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Secret 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
CC Creations, the largest custom screen printing and embroidery company in Texas, as well as the preferred merchandise vendor for Texas A&M Athletics. From decorated t-shirts to promotional items, embroidered golf shirts, caps, along with signs, banners, trophies, and awards. CC Creations and the Aggies have you covered. Call CC Creations 979-693-9664 or visit the website cccreationsusa.com. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout Texas for over 30 years.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure in control. We may be able to have a little bit of moisture creep into the area from the south and southwest the next few days. All that sun today up to about 95. That's where it's going to drive our temperatures. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm late today. Clear tonight. Lows near 75. We'll have sun tomorrow. We could see an isolated storm, 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Partly to mostly sunny Wednesday. The chance of a storm, 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll take a look at high school action from over the weekend. Also, that Aggie game thing that went on. We've got a new top 25 out, as well as volleyball, soccer, professional football, and baseball. All coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:52.
Well, and excuse me, I needed to sneeze. And I did.
Bless
thank you.
You.
Yes, thank you. Unfortunate, Cowboys losing a 71-16. It's
what?
Wasn't that what the score was?
Are you dyslexic?
No.
Welcome to the club, my friend.
Anytime it's close, I just reverse the score to make it sound worse. Because it's the Cowboys.
They stunk on ice in
the fourth quarter.
It was awful.
I'm sorry I wasn't watching that then.
No, you're not.
Yeah. No, if they stunk, I wanted to watch that. I did see somebody still wearing a Tony Romo, jersey around yesterday. So maybe they didn't have the news that they stunk on.
I have supported him.
Okay.
I don't know that I am anymore.
Uh oh.
He's just
a
heartbreaker.
Yep. You've fallen off the wagon, are you? Fair weather fan.
I will be a Cowboys fan till the day I die. Okay. I don't believe I can root for Tony Romo
all
anymore.
Right. Wow, okay. After he got that surgery and everything, huh?
Yeah, I don't care.
A man smiled and waved at Flint, Michigan police officers as he was driving by. But one of the officers noticed something, a crack pipe. The man then took off at a high rate of speed. Now, see, that didn't stop the officer. Chase went for a while until the suspect crashed into a mailbox. He took off running on foot. That didn't work. He was apprehended a short time later. Wouldn't the lesson be, basically, if you've got the crack pipe visible, is there any reason?
Don't smell and
why, well, yes, why in the world would you call attention to yourself? But again, first of all, he's living in Flint, Michigan. How smart could that be?
I don't know that's where the story could have ended.
Well, that's true.
Guy lived in Flint, Michigan. Oh, you're stupid.
Yeah. Info.
Mason.
I don't think that crackheads are generally known for making the best decisions. I could be wrong.
That's fine, and you know, Flint, Michigan can have as many of those as they want. Not much to do with that.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning meeting.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 259. We got 106 of them to go. It's September the 16th, and it's Play-Doh Day.
Cool.
Yeah, that stuff always smelled so good.
Yes.
It's cinnamon raisin bread.
Did it taste good to you, too?
No, I don't think I know. But it smelled good.
It's
very salty.
Salty.
I love, you know, Kevin, we've eaten Play-Doh, we've eaten squirrel.
I think I'm zero for two.
I think we just short-circuited Scott.
The fact that you said it at the same time, yeah, it really did bother me a little bit. It's a cinnamon raisin bread day, which probably tastes better than Play-Doh.
Yes.
Working Parents Day. Really? Today? Just today?
Yep, just today.
It's Collect Rocks Day. I have no idea why. It's Stay Away from Seattle Day.
Hey. Oh, yeah, because they hate tourists.
Do they?
Yeah, they invented that holiday so people would not come on that day.
Okay. And also the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, they debuted in a cartoon on this date.
Yeah. One of the best cartoons ever.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Do you know what acme means, by the way?
Tell me.
It is the pinnacle of perfection.
Ah.
So when he got stuff from acme.
That was as good as it gets.
That was as good as he got.
Wow. And today is Mexican Independence Day, not Cinco de Mayo, but, you know. What the heck? Who's going to go out and get drunk on September the 16th? All right, for birthday.
Nick Jonas is 21 years old from the Jonas Brothers, of course. Sabrina Bryan is 29. She did a stint with Dancing with the Stars and was in the Cheetah Girls.
Which premieres tonight. We'll have a big story on that later today.
A big story?
Yeah, because you know.
Right. You're a big fan, I know.
You know it. Yeah.
Alexis Bledel is 32 from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pantalones. Amy Poehler is 42, who is sometimes funny and sometimes not.
At the TV
like many
show's
of
doing
us.
Pretty well.
Yeah, Park and Rec is doing very well. Mm-hmm. Mark Anthony is 45. Molly Shannon is 49. Richard Marx is 50. Now, he had hits in the 80s and 90s, but he's written a lot of stuff for people, which most folks don't know. Jennifer Tilly is 55. David Copperfield, 57. Parts of Mickey Rourke are 61.
Just 61?
Yeah, I was surprised me too.
Oh, he's had a full life.
The fully recycled Ed Begley Jr. is 64. The legend, and I use that word fairly sparingly for that reason, but B.B. King, 88 years old today. And another legend.
Yeah.
Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
89.
Yeah. She would certainly be a legend. And Earl Klug, he's the jazz
player. Ooh, I like Earl Klug.
He's 60. All right. Oh, and Earl Hershiser, who went from the Los Angeles Dodgers to calling the Little League World Series on ESPN. I mean, who could ask for more?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and Mark McEwen. He's like one of the weather guys, isn't he? Or used to be?
I believe so.
59 years old. All right, that's all of them.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we have a big update in the IRS scandal. Washington Times reports Lois Lerner, remember she infamously pled the fifth in the congressional hearing months ago? Well, we've got a smoking gun email, 2011, saying, quote, Tea Party matter is very dangerous. She also says these applications could end up being the vehicle to go to court. In another email, 2012, Lerner admits that mistakes in handling Tea Party applications were made. She wrote, it is what it is. Although the original story is not as pretty as we'd like. Once we learned that we were off track, well, we've done what we can to change the process. Better educate our staff. Move the cases. It's exposed this was not about rogue agents in Cincinnati. Well, what do we do next?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several thousand dollars a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect. Losing vital business files can come at a very huge cost. Get Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Mosey backs up your spreadsheets, presentations, other files automatically, and it lets you access them anytime, anywhere on your tablet or your smartphone. Now, the Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, which means your data is triple protected with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business that's built to last. Go to Mozy.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. You save 15% when you use the promo code Hannity15.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
St. Joseph Eagle Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law. Kelly Burt Dozer. Texas Fleet Outfitters inside Napa Superstore. Spirit of Texas Bank. Memorial Funeral Chapel. Krause Paint and Body. Equity Real Estate. Fast Signs. Seb Check Service Center. Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance. Jason Bayansky, BCR Realtor. Serve Pro at the Brazos Valley and Strata Auto Repair.
Listen to St. Joseph Football as the Eagles go for the Division III TAP State Championship in 2013.
Do you want a tax-free retirement? It's not too late. I'm Debbie Davis, and I'm hosting a financial planning workshop for anyone interested in retiring with great income. Tuesday, September 17th at my office from 7 to 8 p.m. Learn about how having the right plan is instrumental in making this happen for you. It's free, but there is limited seating. Please call me today at 979-220-3018 to reserve your space today. There's no obligation, just information. Call 979-220-3018.
Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, Topeka, Kansas.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401(k)s, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Summers withdraws his name. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Lawrence Summers will not be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. The former Treasury Secretary has withdrawn his name from consideration, telling President Obama that if he were to be nominated, the confirmation process would likely be difficult, and that would not help the economic recovery. If the president was leaning toward nominating Summers to succeed Ben Bernanke, he'll have to look at other potential candidates, including Fed Vice Chair Janet Yellen. Another former Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, reportedly remains firm that he is not interested in the top job at the Fed. Orange juice futures are climbing because it is looking like the Florida orange crop will produce less juice this year. The Department of Agriculture says juice yields are at a three-year low because of a lack of rain. A Spanish oil giant is looking for an acquisition on this side of the Atlantic. The Wall Street Journal says Madrid-based Repsol is shopping for a North American oil company. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Good morning. It's 626, the Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 95 today, 75 tonight. Going to continue with that pattern all week long, it looks like. 20% chance of rain showing up in the forecast starting tomorrow, which means it could probably rain today. Anyway, and about a 20% chance of rain all the way through the week. Now, of course, they tell us it'll be on Friday. A 40% chance of showers is what they're telling us. But, of course, by the time we get there, it may have been kicked on down the road. We'll see. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 6, 91% relative humidity, and we've got 75 out there.
If you have a dog, your dog should probably have GPS. That's just one of the cool new technologies on the Internet. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org. If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your business website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business and losing money. Step one is to know your website score. Yes, your website has a score. The better it is, the higher your site ranks, and the easier it is for customers to find you. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, and you can instantly get your website score, plus the score of your three closest competitors, and a free website analysis. There's no obligation. It's a free service from Boostability, a leader in small business search engine optimization. Having a low website score is like having no website at all. Know your score and discover how to improve it instantly and for free. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. That's myfreewebsitereport.com. Internet technology is changing many things in our lives. For example, for pet owners,
most people know what chipping is for a dog. If it's lost, you take it to the vet, the chip tells you who owns the dog.
Mark Ostrovsky, author of the book Word of Mouse.
Now, through Verizon, I bought a $10 collar that goes on my dog. It's about 2 inches long, and it sits on their collar, and it's a GPS tracking system for my dog. So I can log on and see exactly where he is. That's a game changer.
The Internet offers great ways to save money.
Here's a simple one. I have five daughters, and every time they bought a pizza, the requirement was you go online and search a coupon for Domino's so that you either get 2 for 1, you get $5 off. I was teaching them that the minute it says coupon code, you open another window on your computer, you type in the website and the word coupon or coupon code, the coupon codes come up. You pick the one you want, you enter it. So Domino's is a good example. You can find 20 different coupon codes for Domino's pizza every day.
Your school-age kids may not like the new technology behind TurnItIn.com.
When you turn in a paper, they run it through a filter called TurnItIn.com, and that website tells the teacher what percentage of the work was copied off the Internet. Aren't you happy that was not around when we were going to school?
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the third time in the last 4 weeks, the College Station City Council held an extended debate about a $25,000 expenditure.
The council voted twice on the source of money to the Chamber of Commerce. First, there was a three-all deadlock on using the general fund. Supporters included Carl Mooney.
The chamber does not primarily focus on activities that put heads in beds, which is the primary competitive method established by the CBB.
Then came a 4-2 vote to use the city's portion of the hotel occupancy tax that doesn't go to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. John Nichols, who voted no, also reacted to the time taken on a $25,000 appropriation out of a $255 million budget.
I have to say, this is ridiculous. Now, we're arguing this long over $25,000. We just need to make a decision.
Absent from the meeting, Julie Schultz, a former chamber employee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The A&M Vet School will be involved in a new project funded by the state's Emerging Technology Fund. Governor Perry says $3 million is going into something called the Center for Cell and Organ Biotechnology. The purpose of the center is to address diseases in animals and humans that lead to cell and organ failure. The center, a joint project with the Texas Heart Institute of Houston, has already started working out of existing labs at both locations. A Florida man is held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $124,000, accused of selling fake tickets to the A&M-Alabama football game. College Station police say they picked up pieces of seven forged tickets that were torn up by the suspect after he saw an approaching patrol car. 46-year-old Terry Williams of Miami was caught by some temporary fencing in a tailgater's area. Police were tipped by another fan who reported falling victim to Williams, selling four fake tickets for $1,700. But the victims told police his friend had set up a sting to buy two more, which led to the planned rendezvous at George Bush and Coke and Williams' eventual arrest. The arrest report did not indicate how much money Williams had at the time he was taken into custody. World War I wall posters surround items from British, German, and American soldiers, including Aggies, at a new exhibit opening Wednesday in Cushing Memorial Library. Library Director Larry Mitchell says you'll see some of the ways soldiers found to express themselves creatively, even in the trenches.
Some of them by writing diaries or letters home was the most frequent. Some of them by drawing and creating what's called trench art. So they might take expended bullets and turn them into an ornament of some sort. They would take shells and carve onto it, and they even replicated their insignia.
Mitchell is especially pleased with the display that highlights Aggie soldiers and includes an image of the now fragile memorial flag allegedly sewn by students and tailors in the bottom of the academic building. A free conference will coincide on Wednesday and Thursday. You can RSVP, and the details are on our website. Celebrity cook Paula Deen chose Houston for her first public appearance since it was disclosed she acknowledged using racial slurs in the past. A crowd estimated at 1,500 gave her a standing ovation when she appeared at a cooking show. Two airlines have made announcements regarding ticket policies. At Southwest, customers who buy non-refundable tickets must cancel at least 10 minutes before scheduled departure or forfeit the ticket's value. And if you were among the fortunate who caught a mistake by United Airlines last week, they will honor tickets purchased online for free or close to it. You'll be responsible for airport charges. A spokeswoman says the mistake was due to an error in filing the fares, not a problem with the website. The statewide average for a gallon of gasoline fell a nickel last week, and energy analyst Tom Closa says demand is fading.
I don't think you want to organize a telethon for refineries, but this is the time of the year where they make money on diesel and jet fuel, and they struggle to break even for gasoline, and we are living up to that at the moment.
He expects prices to continue to fall and thinks we could broach that $3 a gallon mark sometime this winter. And the University of Texas raised a record-breaking $453 million last year. But UT President Bill Powers says it's not enough. In his annual State of the University address, Powers says their budgetary challenges will affect their ability to recruit and retain faculty and staff.
Strengthening our own ability to
to attract and retain faculty in a very competitive environment needs to be our highest long-term priority. Our future as a world-class university depends on that.
Powers says they need to give raises, even if it means they have to stop doing other important things to get them. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra. The truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Just Shorn, affordable luxury and wool carpet from the best and most durable wool found only in New Zealand. Just Shorn. See our new collection of luxurious and uniquely designed carpets and rugs. Just Shorn. Natural insulation, durable, liquid repellent, hypoallergenic, biodegradable, and flame retardant. Just Shorn, a New Zealand original found exclusively at Aggieland Carpet One.
Aggieland Carpet One is located right on Highway 6, next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine for today. There could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs today near 95 degrees. It'll become clear tonight. Lows near 75. More sunshine for tomorrow. Moisture coming up out of Mexico could help produce an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny again near 95 Wednesday. And again, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Our season isn't over. Anything can happen. This is college football. Some of the craziest things happen every week.
That's Johnny Manziel. After the loss to Alabama, we'll get you also caught up with high school football. There's a new top 25 out. We'll give you at least 10 of them, plus A&M volleyball, soccer, Major League Baseball, and the NFL. Busy day yesterday. We'll get you all caught up and more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Well, Congress can really feel good about themselves. They should be patting themselves on the back collectively.
Because?
According to the latest Gallup poll, Congress's ratings rocketed up to 19%, down from 14 last month. So there. I mean, that's a substantial increase right there. I would say that they should be patting each other on the back. Saying, look at us. Wow. 19% of the people think we're great. And of course, remember, it's not our people. It's those other guys and gals, the other ones that are causing the problem.
Well, yes.
So you got that going on.
Barbara Boxer.
Yeah. Well, it's a long list. We can't stop. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, or as Neil Borch used to call her, not so, weighed in on the Syrian situation and commented on why U.S. Americans are wary about more involvement of our country and our troops in the Middle East. She said these are difficult issues in terms of saying, quote, why should we care if people in some other country are being murdered in some other country? Why should we care about that? What does that have to do with national security? She said, I think the president has tried to explain it. No, he hasn't.
Well, he's tried. I think that's probably accurate.
He's talked down to us about it, but then that's all he ever does is talk down to us.
Oh,
what? The people have not been... What, do you want to defend him now? Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I just feel bad that it's true.
Well, yeah. The people have not been as interested in learning about what this is all about because they are more and more interested in what's going on at home. Or they're just not interested, period, Madeline. I mean, they're U.S. Americans. We don't really care. Get me to the mall. Let me go ahead and tweet all I want. I don't want to hear anything else, which is fine. And with that in mind, just remember all those things could be happening while we're not paying attention. And, oh, by the way, George Stephanopoulos had an exclusive interview with the president yesterday on his show. And wowie zowies, how neat was that? And, of course, he got a chance to talk about this. This is the quote I loved. Among the things they were discussing after the initial Syria deal, they discussed Vladimir Putin's op-ed piece in the New York Times, to which the president said, I don't think Mr. Putin has the same values we do. Oh, thank you, sir.
Newsflash!
We didn't know that? Oh, yeah, well, anyway, so then they said, well, you know, you've just gotten elected to your second term. What do you think the presidential field looks like in 2016?
What are you going to do next?
Yeah, wait, you're right.
I'm going to own Disneyland.
Yeah, really. He said, we're tremendously lucky to have had an incredible former Secretary of State who couldn't have served me better and an incredible Vice President who couldn't be serving me better. And I suspect if you ask both of them, they'd say it's way too premature to talk about 2016.
Code 4, I'm not willing to jump in behind anybody.
Why would I? Kind of an interesting thing. You know, the Republicans are working so hard to defund Obamacare.
Are they really, though? Because I don't think they are.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think they should. I think they should let Obamacare happen. Here's the story. Artists, photographers, writers, and other members of the creative class who have access to health insurance through many professional organizations will lose that coverage when Obamacare is implemented. Professional organizations have offered reduced rate insurance plans for their members through insurance providers, but thanks to the fine print of the act, many of those plans will fail to pass legal muster, according to the Weekly Standard. One professional organization, which is called the College Art Association, 13,000 members, practitioners and scholars in art history, and art criticism. In other words, they couldn't get jobs anyplace else. Not in the real world, anyway. Posted this notice on their website that, quote, the New York Life Insurance Company recently informed us that it will no longer offer catastrophic health care previously available to CAA members because some of them live in different states. The Entertainment Industry Group Insurance Trust has said all individual and sole proprietor health insurance will be terminated January 1, 2014, this includes plans that were acquired by affiliated associations. That means AFTRA, AFTRA, the Radio and Television Artists, the Dramatists Guild, the Graphic Arts Guild, the New York Women's Film and Television. I mean, organizations you've never heard of, but basically we're talking about thousands and thousands of artists who won't be able to get health care. Which is kind of ironic because they went back and they grabbed a quote from Nancy Pelosi in 2010 when she was talking about the benefits of Obamacare, and she said, quote, this is Nancy, Think of an economy where people could be an artist or a photographer or a writer without having to worry about keeping their day job in order to have health insurance. Guess what? We're exactly talking about that.
Nope.
So there you go. No artists, no musicians, no writers. You know, all of those folks are actually going to have to go out and find their insurance on their own, and it's going to be more expensive. And so they say, why not let Obamacare actually go into effect? And then when we hear the screaming and crying and gnashing of teeth at people who have to pay so much more for their insurance, and the insurance companies, for their part, will stand by and go, you know, we were here. We were willing to protect you against the catastrophes that take place in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But the government somehow thought they could do it better.
Because they're always good at everything they do.
So we have to back away, and we're sorry if that's causing a problem for you. But remember, we were here, and the government decided they could do a better job.
Well, it's gotten to the point now with artists already, though, because Second City did a parody.
Uh-huh.
It's online. And it is so in-your-face parody against Obamacare as to be laughable about the support of Obama.
And that's it. You, as you see...
The gild has come off the lily.
As they say, where the rubber meets the road, the reality of the situation, how many people, in fact, will not have a better health care protection plan? Yeah, well, and again, but the lowest common denominator will still have the same quality care that they had, which was... minimalistic. They're used to standing in lines. They're used to not getting exactly what they want. They're used to that. Well, there are a lot of people who aren't, and Obamacare is going to introduce them to that world. Thank you very much. All right, 647.
John Deere Z-Trek zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. Get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Trek 915B zero-turn mower. Mow like the pros do with fast, easy mowing, plus an offer that can't be beat. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 10/25/13, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 21st, it's fall brush control. Several brush species are best controlled in fall. We'll discuss products, timing, and methods this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I don't think herb gardening has ever been more popular than it is right now today. Visit any garden center. You'll find an entire area set aside for this rich and varied group of plants. Thanks to those nurserymen for making them available, and thanks to the herbalists who've been telling us for so long how really wonderful these plants are. Herbs are popular, and there are a lot of them you can plant in the fall. I'll be back with details right after this message. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its dual-action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection even against caterpillars, and it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix it and pour the no-spray concentrate formula. Your tree will be protected and fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water or pour it from a bucket or a sprinkling can over the tree or shrub root. All sizes include a built-in measuring cup. The insecticide dissolves in water and it moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and potted plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced. Tree and shrub. Protect and feed. Fall is a great time for planting many of the herbs you like to grow. Some of them are winter hardy, but almost all can be grown in patio pots and small hanging baskets so they can be protected from the first frost and harvested well into the winter. If you have an enclosed atrium, a bright windowsill, or best of all, a hobby greenhouse, you can grow your fresh herbs all winter long. Compare the quality and price at the grocery store, you'll see what a bonus you'll have. Annual herbs such as basil are some of the quickest and the easiest. There actually are a dozen or more types of basil alone, some short, globe form to tall, large leaf varieties. Some have bright green leaves, others are deep burgundy purple. All stand shearing quite well, and they grow very well. What they won't handle is cold weather, so they're going to have to go into a greenhouse or a bright home. Rosemary, on the other hand, is quite perennial in much of the state. Again, there are many forms, some much larger than others. The biggest types are good as cascading plants along the edge of a retaining wall or tumbling out of a large patio pot. Smaller types are often trained as small topiaries, for example, as a tabletop Christmas tree. Chives and parsley are more for spring plantings, but they also can be beautiful in the fall garden. Both make excellent bed borders, growing 8 to 12 inches tall. Parsley will bolt to flower its second spring, and in doing so will be bitter and unusable. Chives get thicker and more attractive the second year. Both can be harvested quite well into the fall. Sage is a woody little perennial herb. Some types are green, others are gray-green, and others are variegated creamy white and green. Sage is an attractive herb, with most types growing to 12 to 15 inches tall. It works well in clay pots set in attractive groupings with other herbs. You can even use it as one of an assortment of herbs in a strawberry jar or a hanging basket. There are many types of thyme, many of them creeping. Grow thyme in morning sun with afternoon shade, particularly if you're growing it in pots. Some folks try the trailing types between stepping stones in patios. However, that usually burns out in the hot southwestern climate. By far the most popular group of herbs, however, is mints. It's hard to imagine the South without spearmint, and there are so many other kinds of decorative and wonderful smelling mints. So give herbs a try. They really are rewarding, and this is a good time to plant them. Soils, the foundation of great gardens, will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:52. Jump straight into high school football from Friday, where Bryan tripped up the Tigers of Belton 44-35. Rudder thumped Magnolia 42-13. Navasota thrashed Sterling 83-0. College Station edged Aldine Davis 30-25. And Consol stumbled against Westlake 38-32. Just shy of 90,000 showed up to see the rematch of number 6 and number 1 from back in last November. Bama and every other media outlet in the world came to town, and like last year, the Aggs were up early by 14, but then trailed by as much as 21. After a 95-yard touchdown pass from Johnny Football to Mike Evans, things got a little interesting, and the Crimson Tide rolled up yet another touchdown. Aggie scored again with just 15 seconds left in the game to close to within 7, but could not pick up the onside kick. And in this case, truly just ran out of time, 49-42. Here's Coach Summon on the Aggies' first loss of the season.
That's a really good football team with skilled players, some veterans in key positions. You know, a veteran quarterback, real speed on the perimeter, as I said, T.J. Yeldon, proven back, and guys in that defense that have been in big-time games. So some people may or may not have shut it down. We don't have to worry about that with this football team.
Johnny Football was asked about the loss as well.
For us, this isn't the end of our season. This wasn't the Super Bowl. This wasn't the last game of the season. Alabama lost a game last year and still went on to win a national championship. They lost to LSU the year before and still went on to go to the national championship. Our season isn't over. Anything can happen. This is college football. Some of the craziest things happen every week. So you never know. All we can do is take care of ourselves, take care of what's in this locker room, continue to get better as a team.
Aggies are back in action this Saturday against SMU at Kyle, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Alabama remains number 1 in the Associated Press College Football Top 25. The Tide picked up 59 of 60 first-place votes, while number 2 Oregon received the other vote after another lopsided victory. Clemson is third, followed by Ohio State, Stanford, LSU, Louisville, Florida State, and Georgia. Aggies fell 4 spots to number 10. Number 20, Texas A&M Soccer exploded for 4 goals in the second half to register a 4-0 win over Cal Poly at Ellis last night. And in volleyball team captured its own tournament championship, winning the tiebreaker after the Aggies, number 7 Michigan, and number 16 Florida State finished atop the standings with identical 2-1 records, and that then went to a paper playoff. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have matched their victory total of all last season, improving to 2-0 with a 17-16 victory over the Dallas Cowboys in Coach Andy Reid's first home game with the Chiefs. Here's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
Want me to lay down here on the floor and kick and scream and what have you? I'm very disappointed. This is the start of our season, and we had hoped to come up here and get a win. We knew that they're a good team, but what we really know is how good Andy Reid is against the Cowboys.
The Houston Texans rallied for a 30-24 win over the Tennessee Titans. They charged back from 8 points in the fourth quarter deficit against the Titans. Arian Foster's one-yard touchdown and two-point conversion tied it at 24-all with less than 2 minutes left. Here's quarterback Matt Schaub after the squeaker.
Goes to show you, you know, we're never going to quit. We're never going to quit battling. And, you know, despite the most dire circumstances, our team just found a way to keep working and keep making plays.
In Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Angels beat Houston 2-1 to send the Astros to their 98th loss of the season. Houston is on the verge of becoming the first Major League team to reach triple figures in losses in three consecutive seasons since KC did it back in 04 through 06. All that, and Astros skipper Bo Porter still remains upbeat.
We've been playing well in the month of September. But again, you know, we still have a ways to go the rest of this month, and our goal is to finish strong, so we want to continue to play well.
Ron Washington for the Rangers, however, is not as confident.
I'm not frustrated with how we play it. I mean, the first night, you know, we had a couple bad innings on the mound in the beginning, and then we caught up, and we had a chance to win it. You know, yesterday we had chances in a 1-0 ball game. We still had a chance to win. Today was the same.
The AL West leading Oakland Athletics completed a 3-game sweep of the Rangers with a 5-1 win yesterday. Oakland took a commanding 6.5-game division lead with 2 weeks left, and the A's have won 5 in a row and 13 of their last 16. In NASCAR action yesterday,
Matt Kenseth right down the middle of the racetrack looking for the checkers.
It's all over here at the Chicagoland Speedway as Matt Kenseth has won the Geico 400.
Kenseth passed Kyle Busch with 27 laps remaining to win the Geico 400 at Chicagoland. The race was prolonged by a pair of rain delays totaling 6.5 hours. Kevin Harvick finished third, followed by Kurt Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and Jeff Gordon. And finally, the final round of the BMW Championship was suspended because of the same rain in the Chicago area. The final round will resume today with Jim Furyk trying to win his first tour event in the last 3 years. Furyk never got on the course, keeping him one shot ahead of Steve Stricker. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Grab your family and friends and come to the Brazos County Expo on Tuesday, September 17th for the Taste of Home Cooking School. Learn new recipes and helpful cooking tips and techniques, fun door prizes, and great cooking ideas. Tickets on sale for $12 at HEB Villa Maria store in Bryan, Celebrity Spa and Salon in College Station, the Brazos County Expo Complex, and the Eagle. Brought to you in part by The Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spawn Salon, HEB, Factory Builder Stores, and Ashley Furniture Home Store.
If you're following your favorite team around the state or around the country this fall, your first stop should be SevCheck Service Center. The good people at SevCheck's will give your car or truck a road safety check with belts, hoses, fluid levels, tires, and get you ready to get on the road with confidence. SevCheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, is open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, with the gasoline pumps open 6A to 9P during the week and 8 to 8 on weekends. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Come out and experience the best wine, steaks, arts, and crafts from across the state at this year's Texas Reds Festival, featuring country music legends Steve Warner and John Conley, along with the David Whiteman Band. This event is fun for the entire family with activities including a grape stomp, chef demonstrations, and a sports zone. The Texas Reds Festival is September 27th and 28th in downtown Bryan and is brought to you by the City of Bryan, BTU, Union Pacific, Suddenlink, Bryan Broadcasting, and many more. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com for more information.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way for the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years.